Good morning, Auroville. Today is Monday, 16th of December, and right now it's partly cloudy on 19 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is a mix of clouds and sun during the morn, which will give the way to cloudy skies this afternoon. Temperatures ranging from low around 19 to high of 27 degrees Celsius, and winds from northeast at 15 to 25 kilometers per hour. For later on, they predict partly cloudy, early with increasing clouds, winds from north at 15 to 25 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 74 and it will drop on 62% by noon. Moon is waxing gibbous, illuminated on 99%. Tomorrow is full moon in Gemini. Gemini is about knowledge and the sharing of it, but Gemini knowledge tends to be based on facts and figures, a collection of tidbits for the mind to flip over and over. When the full moon is in Gemini, we tend to come to conclusions, tend to think we know what we need to know, but do we? Okay, today the exhibition starts, which would be open until 24th of December by artists Shaktivel and Priya at Maison Peromal in Pondicherry. We are cordially invited to the show inauguration today at 6 p.m. at Maison Peromal. And if you haven't seen it yet, today is the last day that we can see The Viziers of Bassora, a dramatic romance by Sri Aurobindo at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium bar at Nivas Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone, and it's again at 7 p.m. Tomorrow at 5 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, we are invited to an opening ceremony by the United Russian Pavilion of Nicholas and Svetoslav Ryrich exhibition, Painters of Kachin-Djunga. And on the ceremony will be books and paintings, presentations, music performance, documentary screening and homemade Russian delights. On Wednesday, 18th of December at 4 p.m. at Multimedia Center Auditorium, we are invited to a study presentation on Auroville Sustainability Indicators by Queen's University from Canada. I will ask some students talking about it.
Okay, so this is Ajay. I am a professor of planning at Queen's University School of Urban and Regional Planning in Ontario, Canada. And I'm here with 8 of my students. They are all Master of Planning students, a terrific bunch, hard workers. I'm happy to be here with them. I was invited by Lalit from Auroville Integral Sustainability Institute to help Auroville develop a set of assessment criteria to measure the performance of any existing or future development in Auroville on sustainable development criteria. And this is my second visit here. I was also here last year with another group of students, and we helped design design considerations for a portion of the crown. So we've been here now 2 weeks. We started working on this project 12 weeks before we started for Auroville. And the team worked on a whole bunch of case studies, background analysis, to try and understand how sustainable development performance indicators or systems work around the globe. So the students did analyze two main criteria or main systems, one from North America and another from Europe. They also did Indian versions of the same, and they did a few case studies to help understand the whole system really clearly. Now, since coming here, they've been involved in multiple interviews. I think we've done 14 or 15 so far, in-depth interviews with resource persons at Auroville, including people such as Suhasini, Ribu, Manu, Bindu, and a whole lot others. I don't remember all the names off my tip. And they've produced really interesting work, and they've applied the system that they've developed to the building we are sitting in right here and the building surrounding this, what we loosely term as the town hall complex. And we will present all of this at a public presentation to be held at
Multimedia Center
on Wednesday, starting at 4 p.m.
On Saturday, 21st of December at 8 p.m. at Cherubim's Auditorium, Bar at Niva's Pavilion of Indian Culture and in International Zone, we can see Odissi dance, which is one of the famous classical Indian dance forms from the state of Orissa, having its origin in Devadasi tradition, where it was initially performed in the temples as a religious offering by the Maharis. It's a highly inspired, passionate, ecstatic, and sensuous form of a dance with a history of almost 2,000 years. In this Gotipau tradition of Odissi dance, young boys dress up in female attires and enact female roles. In that performance on 21st, the choreography is done by Guru Bichitrandanan and the music Swain 2 by Guru Ramahari does too, with written composition by Guru Dahyana Swain 2. And dancers are Lingaraj Pradhan, Abhijit Del, Abhaya Kumar Parida, Rashmi Ranjan Barik and Samir Kumar Panigrafi. On the same day, Saturday 21st at 7 p.m. at Kripa, we can listen to the Twilight Beats from Pondicherry in India, presenting Raga Pushpanjali, which are Tamil devotional songs on the Mother and Sri Aurobindo with vocal Sam Teres Miresh, on a keyboard Charan, and a tabla Shiva Raman. And the concert was scheduled, if you remember, about a month ago and was postponed due to the rain. The German Pavilion and Worldwide Volunteers invite us on Sunday, 22nd of December at 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion for our Christmas get-together. We can enjoy well-known Christmas songs and presentation, and there would be also cookies and tea. But we are also welcome to bring our songs and cookies along. On Monday 23rd from 9 a.m. to noon, and on Tuesday 24th between 9 a.m. to noon, at Dusser on the way to Aromodel/Rama Kitchen, children between age of 6 to 10 can participate in children's workshop on column dance and drawing. If you are interested, call or leave a SMS with your name and telephone number on Grace Mobile 98414125 50. Nandana Kindergarten got the open house today between 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and tomorrow between 10 a.m. to noon for us to see their overgrowing family for a day and explore the wonders of their world. But also Centerfield Kindergarten will open their doors on Friday and Saturday 20th and 21st between 2 to 4 p.m. and on Saturday between 10 to noon. And we are welcome to visit the exhibition of crafts and works of the children of age 3 to 6 and to discover the play of painting room and the block rooms. BCC would like to remind all units and services that if we are planning to increase the salary of our employees, to refrain from doing so right now. An increase in the wage or salary should only be made in April at the end of the current financial year and not in January. At Savitri Bhavan, today at 6:30 p.m. they will scream home. The Earth, Our Home, and at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall at 8 p.m. you can see Ramchand Pakistani, which was made in Pakistan in 2008 by director Mehran Jabbar. Tomorrow they will screen German documentary Total Control Zone, made in Germany in 2012 by director Mike Weiss. And an interesting movie would be screened on Wednesday at 8 p.m. a documentary, The Story of a Book Trafficker, made in Italy in 2010 by director Roberto Orazzi. And Sri Aurobindo wrote, "Deep in our beings inhabits the voiceless invisible teacher." Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on rvradio.org.